We hear a lot about children who end up in foster care and how much it can affect their futures. But one juvenile court judge in Maricopa County realized the best way to help those children is to help their parents. The show's Lauren Gilger takes us to Dependency Treatment Court for more.
My case, I'm telling you a little bit about me. My case originally started due to a domestic violence phone call.
Jessica Rodriguez has told her story many times.
My drug of choice was cocaine, alcohol, and marijuana.
Today, she's telling it to a few women gathered in a room at behavioral health care provider Taros for a pre-assessment group.
Every other week, I would get paid. Every other week, I would rent weekly motels.
These women are all here because a judge ordered them into treatment. They're all facing a Department of Child Safety case and allegations of substance abuse.
I lost my job in December, so that was the beginning of a cold winter. We were crashing out at a park.
And Rodriguez's story is meant to show them that success, sobriety, and reunification with their children is possible.
From the day it started, my kids were removed. 2 years later, I was granted custody of both of my children. Now it's been 2 years since all that. So I've had them both back for 2 years.
Rodriguez is now a recovery coach at Taros, but not long ago, she was in the same place as these women, ordered into treatment after police were called to the apartment she shared with her boyfriend. He was abusive, sometimes violent, and she says her neighbors called the police often.
They went to our apartment and there was no power. It was July. You know, it was hotter inside the apartment than it was outside.
She was charged with neglect, failed a drug test, and her children ended up in a foster home.
I felt shameful. You know, I wouldn't go around my family. I would literally sit on the floor holding a pillow, rocking myself back and forth, just crying. You know, I was heartbroken.
For a while, she went through the motions of getting treatment, but it wasn't until the foster family offered to adopt her daughter that she says she woke up. The judge gave her one more chance to keep her.
You know, she says, if your case manager believes in you and she feels like you deserve another chance, I'm gonna give it to you. That's when I left. I left my ex, and I told him I would do whatever it took.
She went to live in a domestic violence shelter, started working in earnest with her therapist at Taros, and started going to weekly hearings with Judge Colleen McNally.
It's a pretty friendly environment. You notice that the courtroom looks a lot different than most courtrooms, and I have to explain that when they come in. I have to tell them I'm a real judge. And
McNally is the presiding juvenile court judge in Maricopa County and runs its Dependency Treatment Court, or DTC.
The large majority of the cases that come to our child welfare system have those two components, substance abuse and neglect.
And if a parent with young children gets involved with the Department of Child Safety because of allegations of substance use, they can voluntarily enroll in the DTC program to work to get them back.
My role as the treatment court judge is to hold you accountable.
Are you taking your drug tests and staying clean? Are you participating in treatment? If you are,
you're going to get applause. You're going to get a prize. We're going to put a star on your contract. I thought, oh, these are adults. They're just going to roll their eyes and walk away. But they love that because it's recognition that they're making positive change.
I really like the structure of it.
Rodriguez says DTC gave her something concrete when everything else in her life felt out of control.
And just having that additional support, you know, on a weekly, bi-weekly basis was really helpful.
McNally launched the program in late 2012 as part of its Cradle to Crayons program for infants and toddlers in foster care. They got funding from the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to provide services like parent-child psychotherapy, visit coaching to help parents learn how to attach to their kids, and trauma therapy for parents. McNally says most of them have experienced a lot of trauma in their lives.
Being abandoned, witnessing violence, being sexually abused, being physically abused.
Most of them, she says, were in foster care themselves when they were young.
We need to do better for these kids because that's the next generation of parents.
Now, a few years down the road, DTC is seeing results. 95% of parents who graduate from the program are reunified with their children. For parents who don't participate, only 33% are reunified.
It's all consequences, you know?
For Rodriguez, she says DTC taught her there's a consequence to every action, a lesson she continues to pass on today.
Every choice has a consequence, whether positive or negative. You just happen to be here today.
Now in her work at Taros, she hopes she can be an example to parents who might feel like recovery and reunification are a long way off.
I'm able to provide that hope and tell them, like, it's going to be rough and, you know, it's going to seem like it's never going to end, but it will. You know, and sharing my story with them gives them hope. And that to me means a lot.
In Phoenix, Lauren Gilger, KJZZ News.